I invite you this morning to take your Bible, please, and open with me the book of Proverbs again in the 31st chapter of Proverbs 31. As we come to study God's Word together this morning, today is a unique day in that we celebrate mothers. I believe that the celebration of Mother's Day is truly an honorable thing. There is nothing quite like the role of a mother in the life of children. This week, as I was preparing and studying for this message, I found this following statement about a mother's love. It reads like this: I believe in the love of all mothers, and it's important in the lives of the children they bear. It is stronger than steel, softer than down, and more resilient than the green sapling on the hillside. It closes wounds, melts disappointments, and enables the weakest child to stand tall and straight in the fields of adversity. I believe in this love, even at its best, is only a shadow of the love of God, a dark reflection of all that we can expect of Him, both in this life and the next. And I believe that one of the most beautiful sights in the world is a mother who lets this greater love flow through her to her child, blessing the world with the tenderness of her touch and the tears of her joy. There's nothing quite like the role of a mother. Today, as we gather together, I trust that we would truly be willing to give honor to whom honor is due, to give honor unto those that have served well in the role of mother. We're going to ask the Lord's blessing upon our time together. I'm going to ask you to bow with me, and then we're going to consider some thoughts from Proverbs 31 this morning. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that we can come and gather together now to study the Word of God. We thank You for the truth that is revealed to us, that truth which is designed to teach us and to help us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we might be to the praise and honor and glory of our Savior. Lord, we thank You today for the special role of moms and ladies within our homes, within the church, and within our society. And Lord, we ask and pray that You would bless each one that is here today, each of our ladies, and I pray that You would help them to learn and grow from Thy Word today. And may we who are blessed because of their role in our lives truly honor them today. May we stop to give them thanks and praise for that which they do and how they do truly care for our every needs. So Lord, we ask and pray Your blessing upon our time now as we come and study Thy Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Although today is a day that we celebrate the lives of mothers and we give thanks for all that they have done, there is a sense that we really celebrate the role of women today within the home, within the church, and within our society. As you go back to the scriptures, the beginning of time, God determined by His will that the earth was not complete, nor was His creation, without a suitable mate created for man. So for Adam, God took and He made Eve and gave her to be His wife, and so set the course of human history. For some, as we gather though today, the reality is Mother's Day is not really a day of celebration. There are some who look back over their life and they consider the mom to whom they've been given, and really there's not a whole lot for them to celebrate. You may know some of those in your own life. They didn't have the best upbringing. They didn't have a mom who loved them and cared for them. So they look at Mother's Day as not really a day of celebration. Some look at motherhood as a burden, seeing that they never planned to be mothers, and the stress of such responsibilities for them just seems to be so great. There are many within our society that are facing that same reality. And some have never been given the blessing of motherhood for whatever reason God has ordained. Yet I believe as we come to the Word of God and as we study truth revealed to us here in Proverbs 31, there is help for all ladies here today as we come to the Word of God. Our God is able to take all things that we endure within our lives, and He is able to work them together for good. And there is something in God's Word for all of us here this morning. As I come to Proverbs 31, I'm reminded of this truth, that good and godly mothers are the product of good and godly women. No one is capable of being a truly good mom if she is unwilling to become a woman of worth in the sight of Almighty God. By the way, may I say this for those who in our own congregation have never been given that opportunity to be a mom. There is still someone to whom you can be a mother, someone that you can be a mentor, and someone that you can be a help to. And may I say that I know that there are many of you who have already done that. And to you, you should still be honored today because you've given that opportunity to someone else. As we turn to Proverbs 31 this morning, I want us to see this chapter which is given to the virtuous woman. I want us to understand what it means to be a woman of worth. A woman of worth in the eyes of God. This text is no doubt familiar to most of us here this morning. But I want to begin in verse 10. And I want us to look at verse 10 through 12. And then I want to pick up beginning in verse 25 through the end of the chapter. As we come to verse 10, we read these words. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. It's interesting, as you were to study this passage out, you're going to find that beginning in verse 10, the writer of this proverb begins to use an acrostic poem that he might be able to communicate the truth that the Lord has laid upon his heart. It is very similar to the style that David used in Psalm 119, where each stanza of Psalm 119 begins with a letter that corresponds with the Hebrew alphabet, and they work through and then through that develop a concept and an understanding. And that's what we find really beginning here in verse 10. It's a poem written about the virtuous woman, a woman of worth. Again, we want to focus our main thoughts on verses 10 through 12 and verse 25 through verse 31. As we come to verse 10 and we come down through verse 12, I think it's important that we see that in this passage, the writer wants us to understand that character is key. Character is key. As we read those verses in verse 10 down through verse 12, it is clear that the author has impressed upon his mind the thought of a woman of worth is a woman of character. Character is key. Over and over again in this portion of God's Word, we are confronted with the character of a virtuous woman. And really, I want us to see this morning, dear ladies, that character is important. There's nothing more valuable to your home, to your family, to your influence that you have than your godly character. It is character that is emphasized. Character, character, character. It is the key. And the writer of this proverb shares with us that importance of character. I want you to see how he begins this poem in verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. He is going to begin to extol all of the characteristics of one that is a woman of worth. And he will focus on this one who is virtuous. This woman who is a woman of worth. And he will focus in on her character. But in verse 10, he begins by reminding us of this truth. That a woman of worth, true worth in the sight of God, is rare. Who can find a virtuous woman? By the very nature of the question, he is letting us know that it is rare to find one that is listed here then for us. This woman of worth. Who can find a virtuous woman? To the author, this isn't the normal. She is to be in high demand, seeing there's not an overabundance of her. And the reality is that is still true today. A true woman of worth in the eyes of God is rare, even in our own generation. I find that to be interesting. We are by far the most privileged of generations. We have the opportunity to be able to study the whole counsel of God. We can look back over the illustrations of other people's lives and we can learn from their mistakes and through their success. We have resource upon resource available to us. We can go to any bookstore, we can go through the catalogs, and we can begin to pick up books that would teach us how to be a virtuous woman. We can go and study out the scriptures in their original languages, having really never studied those languages due to the helps that are there and available to us. We have so much available to us, and yet the reality is, who can find a virtuous woman? This woman of worth in the sight of God, this woman of character. You look around our society today and you will begin to notice that that woman is rare. You begin to listen to the things that take place in the news and you begin to hear the things that go on. You consider the abuses that happen to children and the things that are done to them by moms who should know better. And the reality is, who can find a virtuous woman? It is rare. Yet the reality is, within the Church of Jesus Christ, it ought to be commonplace. A woman of worth. The author drives home this thought by saying that her price is far above rubies. Her value is of greater price than the most precious of stones. Who can find such an one? This morning I wonder, dear lady, would you be able to consider yourself a virtuous woman? Better yet, can I ask you this? Would others look at you and say, there's one who is rare? Or would they look upon your life and judge you as one just like all the others? Not a whole lot different. Character is key. And the author begins by simply posing that question, who can find this woman of worth? She is rare. Her price is far above rubies. But I want you to notice what verse 11 says. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that she shall have no need of spoil. As I come to that portion, that verse of scripture, I'm reminded that a woman of worth garners respect. She is rare. And she is one who will garner respect. A woman of worth, known for her character, is not only rare, but she is respected, especially by her husband. The Bible tells us that the heart of her husband does safely trust in her. He has her full confidence. He trusted her without reservation. Because of her work and labor, they have no need of spoil. Their needs are met, and he rejoices in her. She is respected by that one who knows her the best. Their home is a place of harmony. What a blessed woman this truly is. She brings joy and is truly a great price. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. He lacks nothing. His heart trusts in her. He respects her. He trusts her in all things. Verse 12 then says, she will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. A woman of worth is revealed by her deeds. She is a woman of character whose deeds prove that she does that which is right. Why does her husband respect her? Why does he trust her? Because he knows that she will do him good and not evil. All the days of her life, she will do him good. Ladies, can I ask you this morning, what do your husbands and others think of you? Really, when we come to a passage such as this and we're challenged in this way, we really need to evaluate our own heart and our own life. We don't need someone else to point it out to us. The reality is, you can come and you can read the same things that I do. And the reality is, we ought to ask, what does my husband think of me? Does he know that I will do him good and not evil all the days of his life? Is that how he views me? Do they know you to be a woman of character? How sad it is that there are some who are known by their evil and not their good. Have you ever heard a comment such as this? Well, you know, if Miss So-and-so knows, everybody knows. Is that how you know? By the way, that's being known by evil and not good. Well, if she knows, you know everybody knows because she'll let them know. I don't know how her husband puts up with her. Ugh, what a saint he is. Now, I know it's usually the other way around, ladies. I don't know how she puts up with him. I understand. But sometimes I have heard it the other way. I don't know how he puts up with her. She's a tough one. I just really feel for those kids having to put up with a mom like that. You ever made a comment about someone out in public like that? Boy, I feel for those kids. I have to put up with a mom like that. I can't imagine having grown up in that home to think she's probably mellowed over the years now that she's a grandmother. Some people are known by their evil and not their good. But a virtuous woman, a woman of worth, is known that she will do good and not evil all the days of her life. What do others, ladies, say of you? Are you known for your character? Because character is key. And in our society today, it is rare to find a virtuous woman that garners respect and is known for her deeds. Yet all who name the name of Christ really ought to be known that way. As we come to verse 25 down through verse 31, I want us to point out and see some key characteristics. As the writer begins to bring this poem to an end, he displays for us the key characteristics of a woman of worth. Each verse is filled with much meaning and is worthy of our consideration. I want you to see these characteristics of a woman of worth. Verse 25 says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come." Who is this woman of worth? How is she characterized? How is she known? Well, verse 25 tells me that she is spiritual. We are told that she is clothed with strength and honor, and in time to come she will rejoice. The word strength there refers to her strength of character, which allows her to be strengthened for the work of her life. Look at verse 17. "She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms." She is a woman of strong character. That character which causes her to work very hard and diligently for her family, that every need would be supplied. And so much that her husband simply trusts her in all things. She is a woman strong of character. Her strong character again drives her to work hard for the sake of her family. This spiritually minded woman will not be slothful in business, but will with strength serve. You read through the middle portion of this proverb and you will find but the things that she gives herself to, the industry of her life, her labors and her work. The word honor here carries the idea of a gracious dignity that is seen in one who walks with God. Because she is spiritual, she will rejoice in times to come. Now, it's interesting to note that there is a connection between rejoicing and a close walk with God. Scripture teaches that. When we look at the life of David, we find one who sinned and forsook the ways of the Lord. What did David ask to be restored now that he had sinned in Psalm 51? He didn't ask for his salvation to be restored, did he? He wasn't afraid of losing the salvation given. He asked that the joy of his salvation be restored. His joy had been removed. This woman of worth is one that is spiritual. She stays close to God. She is strong in character. She is one who walks with Him, who's known for honor, and she rejoices because of her fellowship with God. She is spiritual. Verse 26 says, she is sensible. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She is one who demonstrates wisdom and kindness. She is sensible. All who come to her for counsel will find her to share with them wisdom and offers to them her kindness. What a wonderful trait. Her children can come and she will direct them in the ways of the Word of God. Her friends can approach her and find her one who will always point them back to the Word of God and to the God of the Word. Her husband can come and bounce off his ideas, and they will be able to be met not with hostility but with grace and dignity. And she will demonstrate wisdom and honor. She gently offers to him wise and godly counsel. She is sensible. She opens her mouth in wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. Perhaps maybe one of the greatest struggles for most of us as Christians is our tongue. And perhaps one of the greatest struggles for the lady is the tongue. When we open our mouth, how are we known? Are we known as one who is wise and kind, sensible? This virtuous woman, this woman of worth, is known because she is sensible. Verse 27 tells me that she is a servant. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She is constantly busy serving and making her home a place where others can come and find retreat. Again, over and over again in this poem, her industriousness is spoken of. Verse 13 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth up also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maiden. She considereth the field and buyeth it, and the fruit of her hands is the planting of a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that the merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hands to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She's a servant. She labors hard for the need of her family. And I'll also point out she labors hard for the needs of others. She's not idle. She's not a busybody. She's not looking for the latest news and the latest gossip. She is working hard and serving those with whom she comes in contact with. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. She's a woman of worth. Verse 28 tells me that she is supported. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Her children support her. They rise up. They call her blessed. Her husband stands behind her and offers his praise to her. What I find is interesting is that those who know her best can do nothing but sing her praise. Now, you and I can look around the room today and we can begin to look at different ladies and we can look at different men for the very same reason. And we go, oh, what a good and godly person. But you know, we don't know what goes on at home, do we? Sometimes I've listened to folks and they said, well, I just don't understand how brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so, I don't know how they lost their children. I don't understand those kind of things. I hear that sometimes in the realm of pastors. It's just such a shock that their kids would go that way. And he was such a good pastor. You know what I'm always reminded of? I only see things from one point of view. I don't get to see it from the inside. Neither do you. I don't know what goes on at home. I don't know what moms and dads are like when they're behind closed doors. I don't know if they're consistent or if they're mean. I don't know if they're kind and loving. I don't know if they take them to the Word of God. I don't know if they pray with their kids. I don't know those things. What you and I see in a service and in a church and around here isn't the same as what goes on at home. But you know what we find about this woman of worth? Those who know her best, her children and her husband, only praise her. Dear lady, and dear sir for that matter, evaluate your own heart. What are those who know you best say to you? Remember some of those comments that we read earlier? Some of those things about her, well, she knows, everybody knows. You know who sometimes you hear those from? The children and the husbands. If my wife knows, everyone knows. Well, if my mom knows, you can guarantee they know. Wait a minute. Those who know her best. But this woman of worth, this one who is rare, who is worthy to be praised, is seen as one that should be supported by her family. She is praised by them. Verse 29 tells me that she shines. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. The author looks around and he sees that there are others who have done well, but there is none like this one. She shines above the rest. She is brighter than them all. She stands out of the crowd. She is to be considered truly excellent. Many have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. I'm sure there's some men who could look at their wives today and say that. What a blessing it is to be able to look at a wife that you know loves the Lord and loves you and the kids. You know she's not perfect, but she excels them all. That ought to be the goal for every lady here. Verse 30 and 31 simply tells me this: she is suitable. We're reminded that favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The author concludes, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. As this poem comes to a close, the author of this great works brings it all to a conclusion. These two verses are very general, but in it he sums up this woman of worth and says she is suitable for praise. Some judge women by their favor. Some judge them for their beauty. But a woman of worth is judged because of her character. She fears the Lord, and she will be praised. By the way, ladies, can I remind you of this truth? Favor is deceitful. Just because others say kind things of you doesn't mean that's necessarily true. We ought to always be careful of the flatteries and the compliments, and we need to judge our life by the mirror of God's Word, not simply by what other people say. Again, sometimes people look around and they see things from afar, and they offer their praise, and they do so to be an encouragement and a help. But we need to judge our own lives according to the Word of God. Beauty is vain. Beauty comes and beauty goes. That doesn't mean we all shouldn't try to do our best, to look our best over the years of life, but the reality is we all change over time. Motherhood will change you in your looks, depending on how many children you had and what kind of kids they are. Some of you ladies have the advantage, you go and you get the hairs all colored and you still look like you have nothing but a dark head of hair or blonde hair, but the reality is we know you're white underneath. Some of us just can't hide it because we lose it all, right, Mr. Pickett? The reality is this: time will change us. You go back and you look at that old wedding album and you don't look the way that you used to do. Now, you think you do. You don't. I've seen some of your wedding albums. You don't look the same way. You look at mine, we don't look the same way. We've changed. Beauty comes and goes. But you know what shines? Folks, what shines is character. Character is what counts. Character is what's of worth. Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, that he will have no need of spoil. Her children will rise up and call her blessed, her husband also. Let her be known by her words. Let her receive of her praise. She is worthy. That ought to be the goal and desire for every lady here. And although we're speaking specifically to ladies today, men, the reality is this. Character is what counts for us too. There's nothing more important than our character. We can focus on all the other things. Men, we can focus on my wealth, and we can focus on the things that I do and my activities and my hobbies and all these things that make me known. None of those things really matter unless there's character behind it. It is character that counts. God would have there to be within this congregation filled with women of worth. Worth in His eyes. Women worthy of praise. Virtuous women. The reality is there will never be truly a great and wonderful mom without a good and godly mom and a good and godly lady. There's a need for all of our ladies and all of us within this church to strive for good and godly character, that we might be to the praise and honor and glory of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we let our light so shine before men. They may see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful this morning that we can come and we can look at this passage of Scripture which speaks to the worth of a godly woman, a virtuous woman. Lord, we realize that such a one is rare. And Lord, we realize that the need for such a one is great. Lord, we live in a day and age where character is being set aside. Yet it's character that is key. It is character that counts. We're going to bring up good and godly generations to follow. That we need to be homes of character. Moms and dads who are grounded in the Word of God, who teach their children the things of God, who ordered and patterned their lives after the principles of God's Word, who set standards for their homes, not because of what they've always done, because of what the Bible says, because their character convicts them to do so. Lord, this morning we're thankful for every lady here today. In some ways, each one has been a mom to someone. The reality is, Lord, that to someone we're the greatest example of what a Christian ought to be. Someone's been watching us. And Lord, we thank you for the ladies of our church. Lord, I thank you for every lady that is here. I pray that, Lord, today would be a blessed day for them. I pray that truly their children and their husbands can rise up and call them blessed. And thank them for the work and labors for their home. Lord, we ask and pray that if we find ourselves to be but lacking as we look into the mirror of God's Word, that we would not turn away from such a mirror and not correct the problem, but instead that we would be a wise man and a wise woman, and that we would make the adjustments to our character, to our life, that we may go forth and shine forth in good works to a world who needs to see what it really means to be a Christian. So Lord, we thank you and praise you again for our time together this morning. We ask and pray your blessing now as we close. In Jesus' name, amen.